Monday the 1st of September, Base Rosh Chodesh Elul, Aryeh Englard, preparing for Yom Nuroyim.
Hashem Uri V'Yishi is one of the first steps we take in our preparation for the Yom Nuroyim. The Kitzur, it says in Chazal, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, already been taken down, Hashem Uri V'Rosh Hashanah, Yishi V'Yom Kippur. The Kitzur also brings Kitzurim Sukkot, this is a reference to Sukkot. So the Mea Rachmim Asriha is very, very important days. But a question which probably many people ask themselves is, let me be hopeful, let's say till Simchat Torah I still remain in a higher spirit. But afterwards, I know I'll go back to my normal schedule, to my normal day routine. What will I retain after the Yomim Noroim? Just the people ask themselves, the Shulchan also knows that a person asks that question. Even Tosh Bukha gives the Yomim Noroim. Seems there is a benefit from it. What can be put in and taken out from these wonderful days? There's a Medrash in Vayikra. Kol HaShviim Chavivim Le'olam. All seven things that are choice and Chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are several examples: Shabbos, Shemitah, Chanuch was the seventh door to Adam Rishon, Mushabenu was the seventh door to Avraham Avinu, and there are other examples that you saw mentioned in the Medrash. The Chavivos, which these examples are given, that also comparably Tish is also a Shvi. These examples, it's not only something which they have for themselves. There's also has influence on the others. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shvi to Avraham Avinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Levi Hart Amram, then Moshe. But the Elokom Kamoshe Odinavi. But the Maila he had was not only for himself. It was in order to pass it on to Klal Yisrael. 38 years in the Midbar, when Klal Yisrael were suffering from the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't load Nidvel of Adibu V'Chibo. Therefore the quality which he had, the great Mala which he had, was in order to be Rashpia on the others. Take the example of Shabbos. Shabbos then is of the week is the holiest day, but the purpose is in order, Ashabor Elikim Nasus, is in order for it to have a positive influence on the days coming afterwards. So similarly, Chodesh Tishrei, Kol HaShviim, Chodesh HaShvi, also has a very strong Maila, and by the purpose is that it should influence further. There's a Medrash in Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu, when his first meeting on his way to Choron was the well where the shepherds gathered round in order to wait till all together, then remove the stone, water the flocks, and then he turned the stone till they would come again another time. Obviously, giving the sheep to drink is not only a momentary benefit that they are parched their thirst, but obviously the water which they take in is in order to keep their bodies going for the next 24 hours till they gather again. There's a Medrash, there's several Ramosim which are spoken to hint to Yaakov Avinu with this, and one of them is to the Chagim. Klal Yisrael Ola Regel to the Beis HaMikdosh, they're all gathered together, Kol Yisrael Chaveirim, together they roll away the stone, their Yetzer Hara, which is compared to a stone which blocks their feelings, and they sap in Ruach HaKodesh influence, and then after the Chagim the stone returns, till the next time they gather together, the next time they're Ola Regel. So in the similar way, Tishrei with Sukkot and in order to give into us what we can take further. But what can we do? What answers are there? First of all, a simple answer which Rav Dovid Pavalsky, as I thought, said that he used to say in Kelm, is that a person should from time to time say to himself in Yiddish, Heint is Elul, now is Elul. The Rezin is about to say Birkas HaMotzin, and he says, now is Elul. His Birkas HaMotzin will be a little bit better. The person says, just before he davens, now is Elul. Tefillah is slightly different. A person can other times also remind himself. A short thought, and that's the advice Mr. Zoe Pravalsky used to give. Elul, well, there are other things as well. Elul has two aspects. One aspect is that in itself it is the last month of the year. It is the last month of the year. And accountants will know, and others in business also know, that when it comes, I think it's March, they have a lot of business to do. Why? You need to get your accounts ready. The Inland Revenue, they need to have it on time and so on. March, you need to get all your accounts ready. In school, there's an end of term report, end of year report. And before that, generally one has a parents meeting, and also one tells the parents, no, your child is good at this and that, but in this and that he needs improvement. I advise you that you speak with your child when you get home, so that when the time comes to write his report, you'll be pleased with it. Now is the last month of the year, and therefore in itself, as indeed the last month of the year, however much has ups and downs have been during the year, but now let's make an end of year report. The kids of Shulchan Aruch brings that if three Ramazim were there to Elul, Ani Ladodi Vadodi Li Mishloach Monos Ishleyu Matron Sulev Yonim, the Nosati Lachoma Mishpotim Ashvim Vaylokim Inali Yadov Tanti Lachoma Kol. So this is remiss to three things, three different aspects which Elul has got. Ani Ladodi Vadodi Li, that is Minodam Lamokum. Vinodim lamakum, ishleim tansen, that is vinodim lachaveru, and the santil v'alikim inol yedel santil lachamakum is also tshuva. So if one person prepares, just like a teacher when he makes an end of term report, he has a list of all the various subjects, limudei kodesh, limudei chol, limudei kodesh, the different things, chumish, novi, gemara, mishnah, halacha, and other things. So also a person can, if I would be an outsider writing a report about myself, what would I say? Is this an A? Is this a B? Is there any comment I need to make? If one puts aside some time, that's to make it, the Elul in itself better. I once heard from Rabbi Ordman Zatzal that the Targum of Meraglim is Ma'alalaya. To spy on oneself, that is the time to look out to see what is alright, what is not so good and can be made better. That Elul. I heard last night that we say in Mishnah Lesoda, Kihu Elokeinu v'lo anachnu. It's a Greek sieve. It's written Lamad Aleph, and it's read low to that there are two aspects. As far as the low satir is written, we need to say no. That's what Mrs. Low satir. We need in ourselves we need to be low Tzadkus Baruch Hu. Elul contains both the two lows that to be concerned about the low satir and to be concerned with the positive things to both. Elul should be built up from the improvement of both. And the Chizkul Sana also says that a small eitzah which can also be help a lot is Chazal say, we learned in Parashat Ekev, Mo Hashem Lekecha Shem Lekecha Kim Liyiras Hashem Lekecha Al Tikri Mo Elo Meah. Don't forget what is Shmuch Hashem about Meah the Meah Brachus. He says that it's not just a pun on the words, but the Shmuch. But the Chazal wanted to explain to us where is something practical, that the Moshe Mechachamim Mechal can be done in a practical way, that to bring out this, what is Rokhut Shoyim Mechal, says, Al Tiki Mo Elameya, the 100 brochus, if a person says a brocha, that itself reminds a person, as the Rambam says in the Kingdom of Hilchos Brochus, that the Shmoku can see what the person is doing, and is mated to a person, and therefore, by realizing the Hatova which a Shmoku does to a person, the gratitude, and that remembers this, a Shmoku does so many good things for me, on this Shurumim, Matya, Suim, Pokeach, Ivrim, from morning to evening, so many Tovas, let me at least show a bit of gratitude. So that also is the nature of Shochet Kulsana gives for Elul. That's one aspect of Elul. In itself, it is the last month of the year. So just like there's a Tekiah, Truah, Tekiah. There might be a Truah, there might have been ups and downs during the year, but at least let the last part of the year be a Tekiah, let it go straight. That's one aspect, Elul in itself. On the other hand, Elul also has an aspect that it's before Rosh Hashanah is approaching. And therefore, one needs to keep that in mind. For just like Lemoshel, when there's a Shabbos before Yom Tov, we need to prepare for Yom Tov. But if it's a Shabbos, the Shabbos itself has its importance. Elul also has its importance, but also it is before Rosh Hashanah. We say in the Slichus, Cholim k'mat k'yom ipnei yom bo'echa. We don't mention Mnei yom dinecha, yom pachtecha, yom mishpotcha. No, that is true. Nifnei Yom Bo'echa. Rosh Hashanah is the day when Shochu comes. So that's like when there's a coronation day, people are happy that the king comes. If there's a anniversary of the coronation day, people are happy. And they want to, well, there might be a royal procession. Yom Bo'echa, that in itself is important. It's brought down, we say in Shacharis, Melech Ozer U'Moshiach U'Mogin. It's brought down that it says in Siddur HaShloah that this corresponds to four different periods in Tishri. Melech, that is Rosh Hashanah. Ozer, that corresponds to the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Moshiach, that corresponds to Yom Kippurim. Umogin, that corresponds to Sukkot. In Maarech Hilev, Rav Moshe Schwab explains this. Rosh Hashanah is a day to realize Shmuel is Melech. There aren't, as is pointed out by many, there aren't vidurim on Yom on Rosh Hashanah, and doesn't say Slachlonu. There's a whole question whether can say Avinu Malkeinu Chotonu Lefanecha. The half explain it. Mogen Avraham Mishabua. The one doesn't say Avinu on Rosh Hashanah. Why? It is a day to a person concentrate on Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, to realize the royalty of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That itself, just like when Avin built a foundation, what are you doing? Digging down in the ground and pouring into the ground? You want to build. But obviously, if you want to build, you need to have a foundation. Melech, the fact that one revives and enhances in oneself the feeling that Hashem Melech, that itself is the basis of what goes on further. After that, the first day, the second day, when one realizes more that the Shporchu is a Melech, then comes a therefore, that's an or Hashem Ori. A person can get a new perspective, a new insight, even if he knew beforehand, but it can give him a new thing, especially with the Musaf, the Malchus, the Chronos, Shofros, which is also the way Shmuel wants to help us in this situation. Even from the Malchus, the Chuni Aleichem, Shofros. And therefore Rosh Hashanah is for us to revive and improve our understanding of Melech. Then comes, let's see, relative to that, what things are there that I can improve? There are things which in a room I would do it, but if there's a policeman there, I wouldn't do it. So what things are there? Let me see, in my general thing, what other things that I can do? That's Ozer. A person enjoying the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and people can find, what is in Ozer and Moshiach? Ozer is someone gives you help, you do something, and someone helps you with. A Yeshua is where you, it's beyond your capability, you cannot do it. And someone saves you for externally with something that you could not do. Simply doing the 7 days in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person sees what he can do and tries to improve, and then but he sees that things are beyond what he can do. Then comes Moshiach Yom Kippur. One of the difficulties which one experiences during those days is how do I reach Shuvah? Especially when one feels the known Rambam, can I reach that? And so the person gives very, very difficult. How can I start? First of all, the Gemara says in Yoma, the Gemara says stira between two psukim. One pasuk says Ki lo yachpet Hashem b'mos hameis. There's another pasuk about certain people Ki chofet Hashem l'amiso. Ask the Gemara, Astia lo yachpet b'mos hameis. Ki moshuva ben darachin says Hashem chofet those people l'amiso. Answers the Gemara, Kan ba'usim shuva, kan de'inusim shuva. The Vladimir of Gessler say, it doesn't say kan va osu tshuva, kan va osu tshuva, kan va usim tshuva. Shvoku sees that they're trying to do tshuva, that in itself then is shvoku leach potzva meusa meiskim va shuva mitarkov. The Gaon says in Megillas Esther, shishochad Hashem v'shem en hamo v'shishochad Hashem v'abitzumim v'samukei anoshim in v'derech emes, that after that the shvoku gives after Yom Kippur 6 months to work on the Sur Meirah, that's the winter months, and 6 months of Rav Asay Tov, the Samu Kehan Oshim, the Shvokhu, if a person Shvokhu sees on Yom Kippur Levo Ko Kiyim Chon, that the one wants to try and do that itself is a big excuse. There's the Mabit in Beis Elokim has got a speaks about Shuvah, and he asks, we know that three parts of Tshuva, Charota, Kabbalah Lahaba, and Kabbalah Leosid. He says, what if a person does one of them and not the other? And he speaks about Rikus, that each one in its own is also a good thing. Person does Charota, even if he doesn't know how he's going to improve, that's also a good thing. Person says, at least let me make an improvement. He doesn't know. He's not yet at that stage when he realized how bad it is done to him, and knows that he'll be better if he does this and that. That also is important. There's also this Rambam says, Acheyoid alov, Yodea Tlum Sviyoshuva Chutzeud. First of all, Rabbeinu Yonah has 20 Ikrim about Tshuva. If one looks, he doesn't bring it among, he says there are 3 Ikre Tshuva, Zidoi Vacharota. But the fact that Vilay Yoshua Dabal Seud is quite further along. Since Rabbi Niyona and Shari Tshuva doesn't know that he's, and that if he's not at Kedei Kach, that actually Yodot Talmud said it isn't Tshuva. In Chuvat HaRavavos, I think if you look, either you didn't find it or it's at the very end. So it isn't, so we see that other Shadim don't say it isn't equal. Even in the Rambam itself, one needs to know what the Nesiva says. Nesiva's, we should say, apart from, on the Pursuit Nachla Tikkov, I think it is. He says, don't say, Acheyodel Tamis Shlo Yechata Oud. Shlo Yoshuv Lachit Hazeud. In other words, he of his own volition will not say, well, I'm now going back to what I was before. Lo Yoshuv Lachit Hazeud. If he is honest and he was Nixel again, that is a new parasha. He has decided he doesn't want to go back to it now. And he also says, Yoid alof, it doesn't mean that Shvokhu is it. Yoid, he says to Shvokhu, I want you, Shvokhu, to be an aid, that my intention is not to go back to that other year. So, So at least since even part of it is good, if you use it as ozer rosh of Aseret Mitzvah, and then on Yom Kippur ask for Yeshua and Shmochu, bring the Yeshua, Leivah Kov Kiev Chon Shmochu, there's no sinyot. Then comes Morgen. After Yom Kippur comes Sukkot. Seems to Machele that a person is trying the Shmochu, gives a person more, just like in Sukkot, we were protected by the Anonei HaKovot, we were protected by. We said by the Anonei HaKovot from all the Nochos Soros, everything around us, all the enemies around. Simi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person sees that one is trying Shmochu, gives Yata Dishmai that certain things which prevent a person doing what he should do, the Shmochu removes them. He's still Keturah Morgen. And the Rasul Salanter says even a person has a very small bechina of charotza of kabbalah labor that also is very very choshev to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's sometimes a person can make a small kabbalah and that can have a bigger influence afterwards. The Ponovitch of one Yom Kippur decided to bring another Magid Shir to Ponovitch. And he did so the next few days. Who was that Magid Shir? Rav Shach. That, the influence of Rav Shach and Ponovitch and on the world. near where I lived, someone decided that there are many minyanim, but Rav Echin needs a minyan. So he decided on Yom Kippur, we'll start setting up a minyan. So he's going for a number of years, and now there's a kollel there, now there's a medrash. Someone can make a small kabbalah, and that can make a big influence. My wife's grandfather was born in Berlin. No, he was born in Germany. He was brought up Torah and Derech Eretz. One Pesach, left before the war and came to Eretz Yisrael. One Pesach, stayed the night. Came to Shulchan Orech, and as I know, on Seder night one has the best things to B'nai Melochim, and one of the daughters was bringing out a pile of plates of best crockery, and her hand got caught on the door handle, and smashing time. So she expected best crockery, expensive crockery, and all broken. What will be the action? Silence. Surprise. The explanation I said the next day was said, you're lucky. I recently took out my Kabbalot of Yom Kippur, and one of the things was to work on anger. So therefore I was quiet. Even a person who's working the turn can make a Kabbalah. If he looks at it from time to time, it can have its influence. The Chofetz Chaim once came to a certain shtetl, wanted to daven mincha. It was the end of a month. And he said, they're going to daven mincha. He says, what about Yom Kippur Kotan? He says, here we don't have Yom Kippur Kotan. Why not? Our Rebbe doesn't have. He says, I'll explain to you. Your Rebbe, he makes so much preparation before Rosh Hashanah, for the Yomim Noroim, that what he gets fills him up, gives him koach for the whole year. But us, we are weaker. We need the Yom Kippur Koton to help us stage by stage. And then the Moshe gave that he once was traveling in Poland. Says, where are you going? To Warsaw. Oh, good, I've got another Jew who accompany me in the train. They moved a few stations and saw that the other Jew was getting up and getting off. But he told him, we're not yet here in Warsaw. He says, I only bought a ticket for a few stations. But he said, but you said you're going to Warsaw. He says, yes, I'm then going to Warsaw, but I haven't got that money. So I bought a ticket for the other way. I came to now that my money's run out, I'm coming out, I'll make a I'll make some begging in this town till I've got money that I can buy tickets to go to another few stations. Gradually I'll get to Warsaw. Similarly said the Chofetz Chaim, we can't travel all the way. We gather what he can to go a little bit, and the next month is another stage. So therefore, that these are very big days. But on the other hand, there's something you can take out of it. First of all, small chizukim. As I'm saying, small chizukim now are valuable. Now is there even small kabbalot of Rabbi Yisrael Salam to say are also choshev before Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even if the results will be spread out over the years, so Vilna Gaon says. And just like the Mon, the Gemara says in Yomar that if every day Shmuel gave a vast amount, 60 amas high of more Shmuel gave and it melted away, Shmuel gives a vast amount of Sefer Dishmaya. We need to take the little bit we can in our small kingdom, however much we can, and make use of it. And a king had ambassadors in various countries. Not every place was golden. He knew that the ambassadors and the shlichim and the wherever they had this or not. So once he used to call them in and give them a chizuk, and then they used to go back. He knew that they're going back to their place, and they knew that they had their tests and their trials, and but the fact that they came together and they got a chizuk that helps them, that when they go back they will do what they are doing in a better way. So Shmuel also knows that each person has his schedule turned their heads also, but the person can use this time to give him a chizuk that for other months also he gives him a chizuk. The impressions of the Yomim Noraim seep in, and Shmuel knows that if he work even without feeling the vividity of the impressions, but working on it, that is also choshev to the Shmorchu. Achas sha'alti me etzem etzor avakei shifti veis Hashem al tatsep onecha memeni al tatsa av decha al titesim tazveini hashivein Hashem elecha v'noshuva chadei shameinu kekerem.